It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, it is time once again for Fit and Fabulous. Always delightful to bring this opportunity for you ladies of Manhattan and surrounding areas with graciousness and women that are just great in general. And one woman that I have been so happy to have known, I think now for a year, is my co-host. She started it all with one of my girls, Jessa Jeremiah. Girl Talk, Channel 57, Janet Crescent. Honey, how are you today?
Good morning. A little chilly, but good to be
right?
here.
It's like, gosh, come on. I know I was at Walgreens yesterday, and I just happened to like walk by the self-tanning aisle. I'm like, maybe I should get some of that.
Perk up your spirits.
Perk up my spirits. So yesterday, you and I were out at Monroe Furniture for Girl Talk, which it's always so comforting to be there.
It is, especially those massage lounge chairs. Oh, I wish I could get one of those things.
Weren't you there like one time and you sat for like 50 minutes?
Almost an hour. I kept hitting the repeat button on the program.
I love it. Well, it makes you feel good for sure. So that's always a great thing. And then, of course, we always are there with really great local businesses. So that's always really fun. So, you know, Girl Talk is something you can chime in each and every week on Channel 57.
Absolutely. You can learn anything from girl stuff to lashes to legal advice to financial fitness, all kinds of cool stuff.
All kinds of fabulous stuff. And speaking about fabulous, she is here. I am so excited. Say hello to today's topic. It is about yoga, and our girl Nikki Cook is in studio. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me, Krista.
So good. Hey, before we start, I have to give a shout out to your daughters who I know are listening. She's really funny because she's a mom. She's like, my daughters are so like, Mom, really? You're going on the station I listen to? So Zoe, Lila, and Thea. Yeah, your mom is the best, by the way. And we're really happy that she's here. So there we go. So yes, today we are talking about just that. Nikki Cook, you have 500 hours of certified yoga teacher, and you are also a master's degree in counseling. You specialize in yoga for healing and recovering from trauma and eating disorders and addiction. So what you do is full round, and it's remarkable, by the way. So thank you for doing what you do. Let's kick this off. How can the practice of yoga, you know, play a role in that healing?
I could probably go on forever to talk about that, but one of the things that yoga can really do for us is to help to regulate the nervous system. A lot of times when we're in a state of healing and recovery from anything, whether it's physical or emotional, we're very upregulated, and our body does not have an opportunity to heal emotionally as well as physically. So a lot of the work that I do focuses on using poses and using breath work to help to get that nervous system to a place of calm and ease. So once we're in that state, then talking through things and feeling things can be so much easier.
Very much so.
So Nikki, you work with something called, I guess you call it trauma-informed yoga.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about what that means. And then if someone's interested, how do they find a teacher that does that?
Right, absolutely. So trauma-informed yoga has to do a lot with the method and the way in which we teach things, and also the knowledge that we have about how the brain and the body work together to regulate each other. Trauma-informed yoga has a very different feel than what your typical yoga studio class would have. There are no really hands-on assists with that. We're very mindful about our language, giving lots of choices and variations for people, because anybody who's experienced trauma, one of the things that they're very challenged in is having their choice taken away.
Right.
So even if it can be something as small as choosing a variation, that can be very empowering and freeing for people and very healing. We also give people an opportunity to just feel and be in their body, which a lot of times is not possible after you've experienced some trauma. So just a lot of different things with languaging, choices, giving people the space to be where they need.
I know for myself personally, when I'm going through something emotionally, having that quiet time and to be able to focus is really, it's really a, you know, very special. And to be able to do that though around other people, that's also comforting as well, because I'm sure that, I mean, and kudos to you for that, because that's not easy for everyone to be able to be there, especially if they've gone through something, to let those emotions out. But again, that's what, you know, keeps you different from the rest of the yoga teachers, because you are dealing with those types of things when it comes to your yoga.
Right, absolutely. So people who teach trauma-informed yoga really also need to have that other I guess, counseling component or having that ability to help people discuss and process through their emotions and just, again, just, it sounds sort of cheesy, but like hold space for people because sometimes it's just as simple as people needing a safe space where they can just feel and be with what's going on. And then you mentioned another component, which is really important, is this idea of connection and community. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when we're in recovery from whatever that might be, a lot of us are in recovery from a variety of things, we feel a sense of isolation and disconnect. And the more isolated we feel, the harder it is to get help, the harder it is to heal. So being in a community like that is a huge, huge boost to the healing process as well.
So how do folks mm-hmm. find that community or find that instructor?
Right. Well, I do teach at a couple of community centers. That's like part of the programming. So people who happen to be lucky enough to fall into that programming get that. Also, connecting with me. In addition to teaching some classes in the community, I also do trauma-informed yoga trainings, so I can connect you with some of the teachers that I have trained as well. In addition to, I just know some other fabulous folks in the community that are doing this work too.
By the way, we are on Facebook Live, so you can say hi to Janet and Nikki, of course. And if you have questions in regards to this very important topic, we'd love to hear from you. Again, you have many locations, by the way, because you were just touching on mm-hmm. that. The People's Yoga Collective, private and small group offerings at locations. The treatment programs, can you you are at Hope Haven?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Hope Haven's on the Mendota Mental Health Campus. That's for addiction recovery. People stay there. Probably around like 30 days okay. to get the support that they need there.
And I like that you touched too on the isolation because we've worked with Tulare and I, we have a radiothon coming up and especially with kids when they isolate themselves, you go into that deep depression. That's why suicide and opioid addiction, all these things are so prevalent and just they're so unfortunately a matter of fact that
right.
Occurs. So that is really great. When it comes to yoga, is it for everybody? Can we all do it? Is there like an age group or how does that work?
I know a lot of people think that there are certain people that can practice yoga and cannot practice yoga. And I think part of that is the representation that's out there in a lot of publications typically only reflects thin white women. And I can tell you that it really is for everybody. I've seen everybody. At a lot of my classes, I have people that practice in chairs. I have people that are 80 years old. I've also worked with children. Really, I think what is so important for people is that they need to find a teacher and a space where they feel comfortable mm-hmm. and welcomed as they are. And also find a teacher that will give various choices instead of saying, this is the only way to do it. And when you're only given one option and you feel like you can't maybe do it, quote unquote, the right way, then you feel a sense of failure and your likelihood of coming back and really staying with it long enough to see the benefits really decreases quite a bit.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it is the new year and a lot of times you hear new year, new you, everyone gets excited about that.
Right.
And I'm wondering how that fits in with what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah, that's it's a huge pet peeve of mine, the new year, new you. I mean, I know it can be really empowering for some people,
yeah.
but it's, I feel like it's sort of coded in this idea that there's something inherently wrong with you and that you need to,
right.
As long as I do X, Y, and Z, I'll check that box off, then my life will be happy. When,
yeah.
you
Got
know,
it.
In actuality, yeah. that typically is not what happens. And the philosophy of yoga is really against that. It's counter to it. One of the things that was so helpful for me in my healing process was this idea that we already have within us what we need. We're enough as we are. Mm-hmm. Yoga also looks at things that maybe are blocking that innate like goodness and health and joy within you. And then we work towards maybe dropping some of those behaviors that aren't supportive and bringing new ones in. But in essence, it's always you. There's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
Maybe there are just a few things that you need to change. And I also feel like from a yoga perspective, the new year, new you also has a very fitness focus, which mm-hmm. is not a horrible thing, but there's so much to yoga that is beyond the fitness component as well.
Again, we're speaking with Nikki Cook. She is a certified yoga teacher, but she specializes in healing for recovery. So if you yourself have been through a trauma, if you've had an experience with an eating addiction, we're talking more about the inner self of what she can do for you. And I think it's really, really great avenue to be able to go to and figure out, you know, what I'm going through, because being able to just be with oneself and try to heal, and it's not for everybody. Not everybody has been allowed to grow up, you know, talking about their feelings. Some people grow up, you know, being told, nope, that's just the way it is, and they have to hold it in. So this is a great way for them to try to, you know, chat with you.
Right. And if I could just like kind of touch on that a little bit, like this idea of talking, talk therapy is great, or just talking and processing with friends is wonderful as well and is part of the healing component. But what a lot of trauma experts are finding is that when trauma occurs, it really happens mostly in the body, and that processing part of our brain kind of shuts off, goes offline. So they're finding just talk therapy in itself is not enough, and that a lot of body-based movement needs to be incorporated as well to allow people to get into that feeling part that is part of their trauma as well. And it doesn't necessarily just have to be yoga. It could be any sort of movement therapy, but
love it.
It's a really good mix.
Is there an example that you can give with relation to that?
Sure. So let's, for instance, let's say that you are in a car accident. And this can be different for everybody. Everybody processes trauma differently. A lot of times what happens is you go into a fight or flight mode, and you're really just in survival mode, even if you can't maybe move, you know, from the car that you're in. When you get into that flight and fight mode, the part of your brain that typically processes things linearly, there we go.
I like it. That sounds good.
I need more coffee. And just like sequentially and can rationally think about things like, I'm okay, I'll be fine. That's gone. And so you're really just feeling things. And then later on, when you're maybe talking to somebody about it, friend, family, a therapist, your ability to remember what happened is not there. It just comes in chunks. But you can feel it in your body. There will be things that will happen, a loud noise. Somebody may say something. There might be a smell. And all of a sudden, your body just kicks into this flight and fight mode. And you start to experience anxiety, panic, and having the tools from yoga with breath work or movement can help regulate your nervous system and bring you back to that place of calm and ease where you maybe can start to talk things a little bit.
Your body remembers, but your brain doesn't,
right?
Yes, yes. There's a very famous trauma therapist. His name's Bessel van der Kolk. And one of the things he says is the body keeps the score. It's the body that remembers in situations like that.
When it comes to barriers, let's talk about that. What are some of them, you know, that people see that they think accessing yoga, or how can yoga, you know, in general help with them?
Right. I mean, I think we've already touched on some of the barriers, just this perception of who is yoga for. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes that bravery of maybe trying one or two studios or one or two teachers before you get to that space where you feel comfortable. So if you can take a friend with you, that's always great. So there's that just kind of perception barrier. But unfortunately, there's also the financial barrier. Sure. A lot of times there's not a lot of affordable yoga out there, which is one of the reasons I love to teach at the People's Yoga Collective, because it's a donation-based yoga studio. So you pay what you can. Another thing that I've been doing is I've been working with two lovely women in the community, Araceli Esparza and Jasmine Timmons, actually three, and Venus Washington. We put together a program through the library that was called Nourish You, and it was focused on giving women healing tools, but thanks to a grant from the library, we were able to provide that for free. So we're still trying to find different funding and ways to be able to give that to people as well. And so the more affordable yoga we could get out there, the better that would be.
So let's talk about some of the upcoming classes, workshops. How do people give it a try and find that right instructor?
Sure. Well, of course, you all could come find me. I'm typically, but not today, at the People's Yoga Collective on Fridays at noon. And again, that's a donation based. You pay what you can. I also am working at a new yoga studio. It's called Insight Yoga. Both Insight and the Yoga Collective are on the east side of Madison. Insight is really special in that all the yoga teachers that teach there are trauma informed. They're trauma trained.
Which is great.
So any of the teachers that you go to there, you're going to get that. In addition to that, if you happen to have Medicaid or Badger Care and you're in the community, the CCS program, you can come and have your services paid for that as well.
So good. So we are actually running out of time real quickly. And I will put up all the Nikki's social media on our Facebook page so you can get a hold and take a class. But I want you to touch base very quickly on the event that's going to be happening at the end of February because it's very, very good.
Yes. So something that is near and dear to my heart because I have been through eating disorder recovery is the National Eating Disorder Awareness Week that takes place at the end of February, beginning of March every year. And one of the things I will be doing during that time is holding a donation-based class that is focusing on healing from eating disorders. And all of the proceeds will go to the National Eating Disorder Association, as well as the Yoga and Body Image Coalition, which is another organization that I work with.
So good. You do so much. And I so appreciate you, you know, walking into my life and, you know, helping other people go through and, you know, overcome their struggles with their body. And that's what exactly what you do. Nikki Cook, once again, phenomenal at her yoga. She does so much more. And we, again, we'll put that up on our social media. Janet Crescent, a girl, I love you, of course, as always.
Good to be here, Krista.
You got it. All right. Next week, a brand new Fit and Fabulous with our boy Hans. It's Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.